Hey guys, welcome to the Cactus Wave podcast. I'm one out of two co-hosts, AJ, alongside Michael. This is a little different. This has a disclaimer. Long story short, we've somehow lost the audio to the audio introduction of who all of us are. So on this podcast, it's me, Mike, and two good friends of ours, Kareem and Steven. Apart from this little disclaimer, we hope it doesn't throw you off, and enjoy the podcast.
Okay.
Oh, we're starting.
So we're talking about like going into a pool and like how hot the hot tub is.
Yeah.
So it says most bacteria do not live above 120 degrees Fahrenheit. As you increase the temperature, you kill more of them. At 102 degrees Fahrenheit, most bacteria can no longer reproduce, which is the protective nature of the human's fevers. Bottom line, use a thermometer, blah blah blah. So basically, a hot tub, it doesn't go over. Well, it says at 102, most bacteria can no longer reproduce, but it's still there, right? But at 120 degrees, it kills it all off.
Oh. Okay, well, that makes sense.
So my question is, would you go to a hot water spring, like a natural spring that flows consistently? It's not just there in a, you know, confined area. It flows through the whole thing? Okay.
Wait a minute. Now
because it's a constant flow of water.
Exactly, okay.
Well, now that you think about it, they do drain hot tubs and pools, so it's a new batch of water, but at the same time, you don't know if it's that new batch of water you're going to be bathing in or not, you know?
Yeah, but how often?
Like, how often does it drain it out and put it all back in as far as, like, a hot water spring where it just overflows, you know, like say if you put a dark substance at the bottom of a cup and you just kept pouring water in it from the sink, eventually it's just all going to come out and be clear.
That is true. That is a very good point.
So I think that's the same concept as like
we're all
going
sharing
to a hot water spring.
Yeah, but if you really do think about it, we're all sharing the same water. Think about it. The water that's purified, you don't know if that water was used in a lake or in a toilet. For all you know, that water could have been the same water that was used to bathe Shakespeare's feet.
Yeah, from a long time ago, probably not. That's probably not likely, but we probably use the same water from something. It might not be the cleanest water, but we have ways to make it really clean, don't we?
Yeah.
Isn't there, like, what's the process? There's a, like, a 5-step process to cleaning water, to purifying water.
Speaking of which, we might as well talk about the clip I showed you guys. So, this girl you probably never heard of named Belle Delphine, who's, like, a gamer girl, has gone to the liberty of fucking selling her used bathwater. Now, a little more information about Belle. She also did this thing where she made a post saying, if I get 1 million likes, I'm going to make a Pornhub account, which she got 1 million likes and she made the account. However, she's not doing porn. She's just trolling us. For example, there's a video that's labeled, oh, I play with two big cocks, and it's literally just her holding two chickens.
Alright, that's funny. Alright, you know that's really smart, actually.
That's actually really smart.
That's a really good business idea. Like, so like you have followers, right? And they're really attracted to you. You know that you're an attractive woman.
Really
so
dumb.
You use that.
Exactly.
You use that to your advantage. Who's dumb, the guy or the girl?
The customers that are literally using their money to buy this girl's stuff.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So she's taking advantage of the system.
Yeah, because they like.
Yeah,
because they like her.
That's you want stalkers though, because that's how you get stalkers.
I mean, I don't hate
no,
her.
No, not at all. Wait, they don't know your address.
Girls have premium snaps. So.
Like yeah, like check this out. Like she says that she's gonna make she wants to get 1 million followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is she gonna get 1 million followers without getting an incentive?
Well, not
to, like
followers.
The natural way that men think is most. Well, not even most men like. People think about sex. People, you know what I mean? Well, so, like, she's going to use that to her advantage because people do that. So, if she says, oh, I'm going to make an account, I need more followers, that gets her, you know, on a bigger platform.
Not,
so,
I'm
like,
not
using that will, you know, bring up her brand, which is actually super smart.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. Don't get me wrong. It's just, there's smart and then there's scummy. There was a girl who literally tweeted that she found this jar of water underneath her boyfriend's bed.
Uh-huh.
And he hid it from her, like, you know, purposely.
Uh-huh.
And she questioned him about it and they broke up over that. So what's really odd is the fact that not only are people buying it, but what's weird is of all things you could sell is that. Now, Belle, by all means, I think she posts more lewds than she does nudes, and you know
she posts more what?
Lewds. Basically, it's like revealing something, but at the same time not. It's like you show so much cleavage, but no nipple, for example.
So that's like,
so like a thirst trap.
Like yeah, like so like the basically the,
yeah,
the
basically,
barrier between nudity and.
Yeah, this thin line.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And that's what most people call lewds. And, you know, for example, there's one girl that's like her, but I respect her business acumen, named Hidori Rose. She, for example, does porn as well, but she's not, like, whoring herself out to companies. She does her own shit. She's, like, a cosplayer and everything, and she has a Patreon and everything and has these packages. She at least owns up to the fact, hey, people are getting off to me. I might as well give them what they want, but not go too far to where I have no respect for myself. That's clever. Belle is getting off in the fact that she's trolling people, and I feel that's, you know, a little too much. This is how you're going to lose people. This is how you're going to lose respect for yourself as someone who makes a market off of, you know, doing what you do. You know, it's...
I couldn't disagree more. Yeah, I don't. She's doing something that nobody's done before. It's given her instant clout. She's being talked about.
Clout's not a good thing, though. Then again, we're talking about her, so I have no room to talk.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
I have all the clout. I need all the clout.
Going back, every five people that go into a public hot tub naturally contribute about a tablespoon of feces to the tub from residual fecal matter found on the skin. So every five people that get in, tablespoon of shit.
That's not that bad.
So
I mean, that's equivalent. It's not saying that it is shit. It's just equivalent to that. So it's like it could be dead skin. It could be spit. They're saying it's shit.
So every five people in a hot tub contribute for one tablespoon of feces.
It couldn't be that. All right, that's what it's comparing it to, but it's not a physical like answer because it's not. They don't pull out a tablespoon or a teaspoon,
tablespoon
of feces. You know what I'm saying? That no one just poop in feces. You know?
Yeah, no, it just mixes into the water that you sit in.
What are you tooting?
No,
I mean, well, it touches your butthole, Steven, when you're in the water.
Yeah,
touches your butthole.
You can't go under the assumption that every single person getting in the hot tub has a nice, clean bunghole.
No, you know, I wish they did, but, you know, I don't know that.
I mean, when you dip your head under to cool off, you dip your head under to get wet and then take it out.
Ugh.
Odds are.
I won't do that all the time.
That's why there's chlorine in the pool, though.
That is a good point.
Boom.
That is a very good point. Thank you, Kareem.
That is why.
Yeah, and now you also have to think, not everyone bleaches their asshole.
But in the reference of salt or of salt water, you're kind of fucked.
there's a chance that people
who just have salt water instead of using chlorine, you're fucked.
So there's a chance that Belle Daphne's shit is in that water now that you mention it.
Listen to this off BuzzFeed.
Oh god, I'm not gonna like it already.
You can use disinfectant to kill germs in hot tubs, but there's a catch. The heat actually breaks down the cleaning chemicals faster, so you have to replace them more often. Most hotels do not replace chlorine in a timely manner between when guests enter the hot tub and when more chlorine is added after guests have left. Odds are you're sitting in a dirty tub. Look at that.
You know, I don't think it's the cleanest tub. I do think it is dirty, but... I don't know.
They say you should put chlorine in hot tub after every single use, and that does not happen.
That is very true.
Do they do that at hotels?
If you watch as much Hotel Hell as I have, you realize that. You just have this fear, like, what if the hotel I'm staying at is just as dirty as this one I saw Gordon Ramsay stay at?
Yeah, so I rest my case. Hot tubs are fucking disgusting.
That's fair. That's a good point.
I don't even like personal hot tubs.
But well,
public?
That's different. You're in charge of cleaning that.
I like. Well, I'm.
Cool I'll get in yours. Yeah, I'll get in yours. But you empty it every year, refill it.
Who knows how much bacteria
good
is
maintenance.
Collected?
Good maintenance.
So AJ.
Yeah.
You got a new girl.
Uh huh.
I know how you are with women.
Mm-hmm.
You freaky deaky little man, you.
Oh no, I'm not a player. I'm far from it.
But tell us about that sex life.
No, I'm not gonna.
Oh, we're dabbling now.
I'm not gonna embarrass my lady on the podcast.
Nobody even knows your lady.
Yeah, what? Yeah, nobody knows the name.
I know her, and she's probably gonna be like, "Why are you talking about what we do with your friends like that?" It's private.
Oh, okay, so you don't wanna, you know, put out sexual.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong.
Alright, that's cool. That's Let's not talk cool. about his lady, then. Let's talk about previous ladies.
Yeah, right. He doesn't like to talk about his lady.
Listen, let's move on and let's not talk about my lady.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I love her. If she's listening out there, I love you, babe. Just, you know, our respects, the sexual parts
right.
of our lives.
We won't talk about her anymore.
I appreciate that.
Right after this.
Stop! Now you just put all credibility I had to shit.
I'm going to put 3 fingers up. Okay, I'll slowly
because you haven't said nothing.
I'll slowly take one down at a time. The 3 fingers represent all the holes you've been in.
What?
What?
You tell me when to stop.
What the fuck? What to stop?
2 out of 3.
No! God damn it!
Not bad.
You are, no!
You are 66% integrated into the system.
No! God damn it! Okay. Since we're talking about girls,
we're not talking about girls no more. We're talking about the debate me and Michael had about Teslas.
Oh, okay. Automobiles.
So,
that's a stupid debate.
No, Teslas are debate. The future.
No, they're not.
Oh, it is the future. And I'm 1,000% right.
Well, that's your opinion.
The future will look like what I'm saying more than what you're debating.
Maybe. What? I'm not disagreeing.
Snoring
with
coke off of
robo
hookers is what you're saying? If
no, we're talking about Teslas.
I love robo hookers.
What the hell?
The future will be full of Tesla robo hookers that have cocaine dispensed to their assholes.
If I wanted
right
to,
after all, right, right
can't,
after all,
you
50
can't,
states.
You can't talk about that.
Right after all 50 states
you got,
legalized
you,
prostitution,
think you have millions of people talking,
robo hookers.
Listening to you right now.
Yeah, and if I wanted
we don't
to go,
get that many listeners.
If
well,
I wanted
talk,
to go
talk
do,
to it as if you were.
If I wanted to go do lines off of a fucking robo hooker, I'd go out to my Ford Ranger and do a line right off the bed. Like the fuck, I'm not enticed by that.
I'm not saying that...
Here's the debate, okay? Right, so basically, me and Steven are talking about DUIs.
Okay.
And my perspective was, if you owned a Tesla and you're leaving a bar, you put it on autopilot, have it drive you home, if you get pulled over, should you get a DUI from that if you weren't driving the vehicle?
Yes. No,
it's autonomous.
You should get a DUI.
It's autonomous.
Yes. Even if a cop will pull you over, even if you start the keys of your car and you're drunk.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter if you're driving, exactly. But you're operating a motorized vehicle.
I agree, and I understand that. A cop will pull you over and do all that stuff when you're in a regular vehicle.
It's a vehicle.
But
a vehicle that can go up to speed at like 30 miles an hour and kill
it. Agreed. It is a vehicle, but it's a vehicle that's new to our era, doesn't have much regulation. Everything over time gets regulated. Tesla hasn't been around long enough to get regulated.
You would have a fair case, you're right.
Yeah, you would, but just not now.
I'm not.
What do you mean not now? It's now is the time.
No, now is not the time. Like, say, like Juuls, for instance. Like, we're smoking Juuls. No one knows the long-term hurt to Juuls. Until something happens.
Yeah, but it has no effect.
You don't know that yet.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the Juul. I'm saying no matter what the effect is, it has no effect on the company.
Yeah, until
Marlboro knew in the 40s that smoking cigarettes gives you cancer, but they were putting out ads like, oh, 9 out of 10 doctors say smoking cigarettes won't hurt your health.
They even put Marlboro ads in cartoons for kids.
That's good advertisement. That's good marketing.
When they did the first fucking research study on cigarettes, it was a 6-month study. And they were like, after 6 months, all of our study subjects had perfect breathing and perfect blood fucking, all this bullshit.
Blood fucking.
They were just bullshitting, bro.
Blood pressure or something.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
So even when they get caught, what's happened? Now everybody knows that cigarettes cause cancer, but what happened? What was the repercussion?
Nothing.
Exactly.
It's because they say these things before it comes out and they know the long-term effects, that by the time it's already happened, people are already addicted to it. They want it. So if it would have happened before and they would have known the risk, they probably wouldn't have taken it. But now that it's out on the market and they know that something bad can happen, it's already too late because they're already addicted.
But then why is it allowed?
Because you could sell anything you want.
No, you can't.
Why not?
I can't go sell LSD if I wanted to.
Well, that's an illegal drug.
Because
yeah, but
why? What's the premise?
Yeah, Remember when bath salts?
It's bad for you.
It's just an illegal drug.
Yeah, but think about it from that aspect. What's the premise on all drugs? Of course, they're bad for you. Some are worse than others. But why are they regulated in cigarettes? They're regulated, but they're legal.
Isn't it?
It was a cash crop. Yeah. No, it was a cash crop for the United States.
Isn't it natural?
What?
Tobacco.
So is MDMA?
Yeah, like weed, it's natural. Tobacco, it's natural. Weed would made it.
MDMA is natural.
Yeah, but then you also have to think there were substances that weren't natural that were sold. For example, you could get bath salts online and in certain stores at one point, and look at it now.
Yeah.
It's something you can't get anywhere.
Really?
And, you know, it's like the fucking gateway drug to seeing demons and shit.
Weed isn't even legal.
Not in all states. But that's something that's changing.
That is changing.
And that's what I think is going to happen to Tesla.
The only reason it's changing is because the government's finding out ways to regulate it.
No, they're trying to figure out how to make more money because they're taking away from the drug dealers.
That's exactly
a smart idea.
That's my point.
It's just I don't know why they didn't do it sooner.
That's my point. Yeah, they didn't do it sooner because they can't figure it out.
Well,
the government can't figure out how to regulate marijuana.
Yeah,
because if they figured that out, it would already be legal because that's America's next cash crop.
You don't need to regulate it. People are chill on weed.
Yeah, but you have
people,
to...
Have you ever seen weed go out and fucking...
I'm not talking about the people or how people act high. I'm talking about the government. The reason that they haven't legalized it federally is because the government doesn't know how to tax it.
Oh, because it's all cash. It all comes in cash.
Well, what do? You tax it as alcohol? You tax it as tobacco? It has to have its own tax.
It hasn't been out here long enough.
And then you don't know. And then you can't regulate it.
You gotta think about, like, in, what was it? Well, the Prohibition area where they didn't have, you know, beer. Alcohol. You can have alcohol.
They still did it.
But, yeah, I know. They still did it. Just like us. We still smoke weed, but it's not allowed. People did it anyways, and they knew that, so then they legalized it.
The government even allowed the prohibition. The prohibition was great for the government. It was great. Because they took something away
people.
That the people... Exactly. They took something away that people wanted. And what does that do? It shows power. We can take something you want.
No, because people still did it. They did whatever they needed to do to get it.
Yeah.
Because people don't like telling you what to do.
And the major ones that did it were backed by the federal government. People in the government.
Not only that, but if you think about it, if they were smart about it at the time, they could have made it an agricultural tax sort of thing because it's something that requires a lot of growth and a lot of farming to it. You know, I feel if it were an agricultural thing, they would have gotten away with it at the time.
They can't, though.
Well, I mean, they can't now. They now came up with a system to tax it. But, you know, the more you think about it, it was also the war in the 80s in the Reagan administration, the war on drugs. No, wait, I take it back. It was Nixon who made the war on drugs. Or was it fucking Reagan? It was one of the two. Forgive me if I'm fucking up the history lesson. All I'm saying is both presidents were saying weed is perhaps one of the most evil drugs ever made, and it was a gateway drug and shit. The government gave this negative stigma to the shit as a whole. And the next thing you know, even before that... No, I take it back. Before that, in the 40s, when no one gave a shit about it, hemp was the alternative to paper. And the timber industry was trying to, you know, get back in the game. And they were like, okay, we gotta demonize pot. We gotta make it to where we can make money off of paper again. We don't want hemp to replace us.
Yeah, they got it made illegal. Yeah, the paper industry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. But think about it. Okay, let me ask you a question. Say someone in the United States came out with the cure for cancer.
Right.
You think they would ever let that out?
Not at first.
You know, I don't think they would.
Not at first.
I don't think they would because that's something that brings a lot of money in.
It's a $1 trillion industry.
Exactly. Why would they want to stop that? Which is really fucked up because if we could figure out how to save a human life versus just having money instead, it's really selfish of us.
Think about it. How many rich people that are... I'm talking about not just rich. I'm talking about rich and like... well known in our community in the United States. How many of them do you see die from cancer?
That's a good question, because now you think about it, Magic Johnson...
Maybe it's just not their genes. I don't have...
Who's to say there isn't already a cure? And if you have enough money, you'll be okay. Think about Alex Trebek from fucking...
Wheel of Fortune?
No, not Wheel of Fortune.
Jeopardy!
From Jeopardy. He has pancreatic cancer, bro. The death rate on pancreatic cancer is like a 13% survival rate.
All right, well, you got to think about, what's his name? Is it Magic Johnson that had AIDS?
Yeah, how
supposedly,
is it that he's still alive?
Exactly, he's still alive. It's because he has the money to get this stuff.
Or
not people that have just enough money to receive disease. Treatment.
Fuck, I remember. You know,
well, yeah, and there's theories that he doesn't even have
people,
it.
People in, you know, our, what is it?
Well, there's people
class, like our money class.
Oh my god,
I won't survive. But no, people who have a lot of money and can do experimental shit or just find out things like that, they have a better chance. They have a better opportunity. You know?
Exactly, and think about it from a different perspective. Imagine somebody figured out how to be immortal. Immortality. Do you think the average working citizen, maybe they make it available to the public, but even if they did, the average person would never be able to afford it.
Exactly.
And even if you could, immortality is so depressing. Think about it. Everyone you ever make a connection with, you know they're going to die, and you can't. And you're going to miss millions of people in your life. And you're going to want to die.
Think about it from a different perspective. Let's say you're one of the smarter people of the world. Elon Musk.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
Steve Jobs.
Bill Gates. That invented fucking Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Adam Einstein before he died, right? If they could achieve immortality and just continue their work, knowing they're not going to die, there's no limits.
Yeah, but you also have to think of this. If Christianity, for example, and I don't mean to demonize the religion when I say this, but bear with me on this. If Christianity didn't have such a powerful hold in society, we would be so far advanced in technology, medicine, and science. But because, for example, the church had so much, political influence, it was a matter of us being set back and being held back by our own inhibition.
Isn't church and state separated?
That's what they say, but it's not. Our country, think about how the country was founded. Our country was founded on faith and fucking people who wanted to get away from being suppressed.
Yeah, like Leonardo da Vinci. He was held under house arrest for all his scientific endeavors. Yeah.
They say they're separated. Really, they're one and the same. They're binded.
It's like two governments.
But now that...
They can get away with anything.
Well,
they
why do you think a person who wants to run for president, they have to come out and tell you what religion they are, and they have to practice the faith in that...
I don't think matters. I don't know why that's such a big deal, because it's about the person, like...
Well,
you think there's a lot of people that do not like Trump. They just don't like the way he acts. But if a random person came up, didn't have as much knowledge as Trump, but he was genuine, he was nice, he cared about the people.
Right.
He thought about those, problems and stuff and really cared about it. Would you rather go from one or the other?
Well, I mean, the common mind, the person who thinks about shit and cares about that kind of stuff, which most people in the United States, they ain't got time to care about shit that's not important to their life.
They don't really care.
But if you think about it, obviously the person who is going to do something better for you. But in the long run, the people who don't take into that consideration, oh shit, it's Donald Trump, multi-billionaire, made out of a guy who was given $12 million when his dad passed, or when his dad gave him his funds. His dad gave him $12 million, he turned it into $4 billion. So, who would you rather have in office? A guy who can make money, which is what the country needs, or a guy who cares about the people?
No, it's not. One dude can make money, but he needs to make money for everybody else, because I don't care that this person is making tens of billions of dollars, what's her name?
Well, that's what Trump did.
Chloe. No, it's not Chloe. What's her name?
Well, the Trump's
Kim. It's fucking... She's a billionaire.
Kylie.
Yes, Kylie Jenner.
The most successful.
Yeah, exactly. No one cares about the money that she makes. She was president. It's about how she can help the others to do the same thing.
Well,
that's the American dream.
Yeah, and people don't realize... Bro, think about the family she grew up in. Everybody's like, oh, she was gifted. Granted, she was. But at the end of the day, she's the youngest and she surpassed all of them. And is making more money than all of them.
Yeah, but she had the platform to start on that.
Yeah, just which was her looks.
She created
the platform.
Yeah, exactly. But she had the platform to step on. She didn't have to go from the bottom to get into being famous and then doing it.
It's a hard way
to get famous. It's hard to get famous.
That is true.
If you're already famous, you've already beat half of the population,
true. You know what I mean? Because Black China's kid,
you're already on a stepping stone. Like everyone,
Wiz Khalifa's kid's already famous. All of them are already famous.
Yeah, Will Smith's son, Jaden Smith, he's already famous. He's already on the platform. He can start wherever he wants.
The Kardashians are the United States royal family.
That is very
true. England has the royal family? Yeah. It's the same thing for America.
No.
No, it's not. I don't think it's like a royal family.
No,
I think it's like Jersey Shore. The Kim Kardashians are like Jersey Shore.
No, Oprah,
I think it's a royal family.
Fucking Kardashians.
Oprah is the royal family.
I mean, come on. They have so
America.
Many different...
She's the richest woman in the entire
US. Drama. Or, there's not a lot of drama in a royal family. It's all about how you're perceived in a royal family, like, to the highest standard, but... In the Kardashians family, it's just drama. It's all laid out on the table.
I know.
Yeah, but everybody knows them in the United States. Just like everybody in England knows the royal family.
Yeah, she's married to a fucking clown like Kanye. She's fucking got a shitty clothing line.
If I had to bet, somebody in their family, by the end of our days, is either going to be a president or going to be some extremely important figure in our lifetime.
Who? Kardashian?
Yeah, somebody...
Yeah, said he wanted to run. Sure. The Kardashians being one of the first ladies of the White House. Yeah, fucking blow me.
Would not surprise me at all. Yeah. Look at who we have in the White House right now.
You know what? I would rather have a famous person be president than someone that I didn't.
That is true.
You know, what the fuck?
Our first lady was an ex-immigrant. before she got her...
You know, I'd rather have a famous person be president just because of the fact, like...
You sound like almost a year American saying that. That's, no offense, just...
That's fine, but, like, just because you know that person, you've seen that person, you see how they are, like, with movies and stuff like that, how they talk, how they help people, like, Paul Walker, for example, if he wanted to be president, I'd vote for him.
Really. Yeah, but Kanye said he was going to be president in 2020.
He gives back to his community, he had an awesome family, he knows how to represent himself, he knows how to talk.
But can he represent a country? You're talking about very different things.
No, I'm
here.
Just saying if a famous person wanted to step in, like Kanye, no. You know why? Because he's not all there.
Well,
he said he was crazy. Why would I vote for the dude? But if someone else was famous and everyone knows it more than Trump, there's more people that know The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson than Trump.
Well, that's the thing. We did have a famous person before Trump. We had Ronald Reagan.
No one goes and, hey, let me follow Trump. But they say Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Oh, I'm going to follow him, right?
Think about the world we live in right now. I'm telling you, the first female president is very near. It's coming.
And it ain't Hillary.
No, it ain't gonna be Hillary. But it's
coming. She's a war-hungry bitch.
I'm just saying, say Kim ran for president.
Who?
Kim Kardashian. She ran for presidency. She would get a lot of pull.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just based on who she is.
But you need more than just that, just because of the fact, like, you need political...
Donald Trump did it.
Political influence.
Yeah, but you need a lot of political influence. Like
Donald Trump didn't.
Huh?
Donald Trump did it.
He had money, and that's a gateway to it.
So does Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
Yeah, what's that? What up, dude?
So did Kim K.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to say that, you know, celebrities are unqualified to, you know, run, but at the same time, I'm just saying, you know, in general... Celebrities as a whole to me, depending on their background, on two things, their character and I guess their political knowledge, to me, that's how I would run it for my mind of if they're qualified to run for presidency. This is kind of one of the reasons I don't really vote. It's because there's no such thing as a perfect president, and I want to be able to vote for someone that I feel is more qualified for the job, that I think is perfect. And the thing about presidency, to me... is the fact, two things, that they're the fall guy that signs off at the bill that, you know, Congress lays out, the legislative branch, and the judicial branch votes on. And then the president's in charge of the executive branch is forced to sign off on the bill or veto it, therefore delaying that bill even further. They're the fall guy because they're the last person to sign off on whatever's going on. Now, that's the thing about being president that I would not like, knowing that I can't fulfill all my promises because, granted, I have some, you know, fucking influence, but not everything I'm going to be saying is going to be heard 100% or be taken that seriously, and it's more than likely that because of how corrupt our government has been, is that whatever good intentions I have are going to be very, you know, turned down. That's just my take.
Mm. So who's going to win the West?
I'm sorry I dragged on.
The Lakers are going to win the rest. Though. It's definitely not going to be the Warriors. Definitely not. They only have... And Klay Thompson's not even going to be in for half the season.
I don't know. Some of the aspects are good. Some are bad.
I guess.
Oh, this beer is good, though.
Summer shanty? Shandy.
This podcast brought to you by Leinenkugel.
Not officially.
Summer Shandies, officially.
No, it's not.
Sponsoring the podcast. We'd
be in trouble for saying that.
Yeah, we could.
But that's the thing. We're not. We have to say unofficially.
Okay. Unofficially.
We are not sponsored in any way, shape, or form.
By unofficially not sponsored by Leinenkugel, but officially sponsoring this buzz.
Okay, legally we could say that.
So,
what's a good drunk story anyone's got?
Oh, bro, I got one.
Oh, let's start with Steven.
All right, so me and Mike.
Ah, oh, fuck me.
It's all right. I got a few.
Anybody want to go next?
I'll go last because I know I drone on.
All right, we're going to start with the easy one. So
one yeah, time. You better start with the easy one because it's coming back tenfold, son.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, right. Shit.
So me and Mike were in Mexico.
Okay.
And we're in San Carlos. We're going to this, what was it, the second? It was either the 2nd or 75th. I know they're really far apart, but it was one of the two. For the La Salsa. It was in San Carlos, Mexico. La Salsa. They were having like a 75th.
The whiteout party?
Yeah, it was the 75th anniversary.
Something like that. And they're closing.
Yeah, it was their last anniversary before they moved. But their new bar is called Bartini.
Ooh. Kinky.
Yeah, their new bar was called Bartini, and so we went there, and we met one of our old high school friends. I forgot her name, but we went there, and it was an all whiteout party, and their whole family showed up in all black.
It wasn't was it?
No, she was on the softball team. And
oh, yeah. I have to bleep that out. The Ironwood part. But moving on.
She was pretty hot.
She was?
The sister?
Oh, I don't know. But we got super drunk. And we met this guy.
Did we?
Yeah. We met this guy, I think. I don't remember. But that's how we connected with the dude. And I somehow had his number and he called us. And he's like, hey, come down to La Salsa. And I was like, bro, I don't even know you. But we went down. And ever since, we've made that connection of, you know, being friends. But we got super fucked up. And we got so drunk that I was driving home and I was throwing up outside of the car while driving. And we were in this, like, I call it the Shaggin' Wagon. It was like, what was it? It was like a Chevy. It's a Chevy.
It's a Chevy van.
The Chevy G20 van. Yeah, you could fit like 10 people in there.
Yeah. The mystery bus pulled up to solve a crime. The bus they were driving is the bus we were in.
Yeah. Pretty much, and we got super fucked up when we were driving. I passed out on the lawn before I could make it inside of the condo, and we're chilling, and I'm chilling outside. This dude's taking videos of me.
Smoking out of a carrot.
We smoked out of a carrot that night, actually, yeah. And then the security guards got us, telling us that we have to get out of there, and I never did. I just kept sleeping.
Yeah. That is a rookie story. That's a very, E-rated story for everyone.
I did say it was going to be.
Who's next?
Ooh.
Kareem.
Yeah, y'all can go.
I don't think I've had any where I got like super bad. Most of the nights when I get fucked up, I just black out and forget most of
what about the night you were in Mexico with us, bro?
Oh, he wasn't drunk.
Yeah, I wasn't that drunk.
He wasn't drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah, I was asleep when you guys were going out getting fucked up. That was you guys.
That was a messed up
story. That was you guys, bro. I was tired as shit.
Pussy lock strikes again.
I didn't have service out there.
All right.
I woke up like when we were supposed to leave at 10 and none of you were there. Dude, it was like 11 o'clock and I was like, bro, they're an hour late. Fucking Steven has the car. I'm in Mexico. Like,
bro, I should have had my GoPro because Hangover 4 was going down while I was walking around trying to find everybody, bro. That was wild. But let's hear your drunk story, Kareem.
The most I can remember is when the first time I ever went drinking. Oh. And I was with fucking Michael.
All the drunk stories involve you.
When we went to, what's her name? The old house.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Me and Michael started. I didn't know how alcohol worked.
Coming back to me.
We started drinking before all of them got there.
Heavily drinking.
Yeah. We started drinking like before all of them got there. I think it was like vodka or something. Someone brought nasty ass Smirnoff, the Swedish fish flavor. I remember that out of everything. But I remember we had.
That's the night that I fucking shotgunned a bong rip or some kind of rip. Funny as shit.
And they had some Facebook famous girl come through too. I forgot her name, but I was stealing her shots too. She was like twerking. She was like twerking on the kitchen table, and I was like walking up taking her shot and shit. But I ended up blacking out, making out with a couple of fat chicks apparently. Like, and then just and then
Chubby Michael, chasing bro.
Oh, fuck Michael me. Michael drove me home, and I threw up in. On the side of this PT Cruiser.
Yeah. Ooh. And then you wouldn't let me drive you home. We had to drive to my house, and you walked and then, home.
No, your mom my walked mom, me home.
Yeah, my mom walked you home.
His mom walked me home, butt blunt, drunk as shit, dude.
She got back and comes into my room. She's like, so, were you guys drinking tonight?
No, of course not.
Absolutely not. Do you think I would degrade myself like that? Oh, Kareem man. Fell over 4 times while we were walking home.
I was so gone.
Fuck.
Did they have the garage door open when we pulled out and I fell out, dude?
Yeah, yeah. She said you fell into your neighbor's yard. I was like, he was almost home.
Good times.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man. We got two down, two to go. Mike. Oh, me?
Well, help yourself.
Okay, well, this story doesn't involve you, so you're free from any humiliation in this one.
Oh, thank God.
Okay, so this is a recollection from what this girl I was dating at the time told me. So I got drunk off of, like, 2, maybe 3 highball glasses of Malibu and 1 glass of Malibu and orange soda. And I thought it was a bomb combination. And then tasting it, I'm like, well, it tastes like shit, but I might as well down it anyway. I made it. And then I'm, like, outside... And I'm, like, talking to the girl. I'm like, babe, when we get home, let's just have fun, you know? Let's just do it. And she's like, you could go fuck yourself. So I get in the back seat.
I can see where the story is going. I'm very worried. I'm very worried.
It rings in the back of my head just hearing that over and over. So I just pull it out.
So you're like, I should fuck myself.
I did.
And what? Okay, we're all hearing this live.
I just jack off in the back of their car while they're driving.
So you masturbated.
Because what happened was...
Wait, you masturbated while somebody else was driving?
Yeah, what happened was her friend was driving us home.
He said, yeah.
What happened...
He's like... Okay,
listen, yeah, it was an Uber. What gives, bro?
No, it wasn't an Uber. It was her friend that was driving us home, and she was in the front seat. And I'm like, well, I got this heart on. I might as well take care of it. So she saw, and she didn't say a thing. She was just trying to cover up for me. And then her friend kept hearing fapping sounds. And then she's like, what is he doing back there? And she's like, no. And she's like, nothing. And she looks back. She's like, are you fucking serious? And the first thing she said is like, he was that big? Why didn't you tell me? And then I'm like just not caring as I go. And then I'm like, it wasn't a big mess.
You get one of them
mess.
To suck you off or what?
I'm like, I literally say, if your friend wants to join, babe, don't be a prude. Let her join. Why are you being selfish?
Oh, so she was talking about you having a big ween?
Yeah, big pain.
And was nighttime?
Yeah, it was night.
Yeah. It often happens that people miss-see things late
Fuck
at night.
You.
She might have been looking at it from the side mirror.
Oh, objects yeah, rear view mirror.
Objects in mirror are bigger than they appear.
So next thing you know, oh fuck, a fly.
Get him. Get him.
You are the fly killer.
It was a mosquito.
A mosquito. I would have loved to have seen you done that with chopsticks like a fucking Karate Kid.
I would have loved to see you masturbate in the back of somebody's car.
What the fuck?
Driving.
That's a That's weird thing gay. To say.
Yeah, you're not masturbating in my car. I'll beat your ass.
Do I pay like a surcharge? Like a
service
fee?
Charge?
I just want to say for the record, if this ever gets brought up, like we're internet famous, right? And someone plays this clip, you know, to try and dethrone us ever. Keep in mind, this is the early years.
Also, keep in mind, we don't give a fuck. We want to jerk off in a car like AJ did. We're going to jerk off in that damn car, bro.
Yeah, I wanna jerk
we
off
only
in
live one life.
Uber.
Jerk it.
Yeah, jerking feels great.
If I can't
great.
Wait to get home because my Uber ride's 40 minutes, damn right I'm going to jerk off in the back.
Yeah, I got a 5-star rating on Uber. I don't mind taking a hit.
Okay, so what? Next thing...
What's the freaking upgrade the service or whatever, we get like the luxury or whatever.
Yeah,
I didn't pay for luxury for nothing, bro.
It's like I'm one person. I get a six car or a six seat car. And I go all the way in the back.
Cadillac SUV, Cadillac.
Yeah, I sit in the third row.
You get out of the Uber and they send you the message after your ride. That ride ended with a happy ending.
Deactivate your Uber.
Rate your Uber driver now.
Nice and comfy back seat.
3 stars because when I was about to bust, he brought up his dead mother.
So the next thing you know, after all that happened, we're getting out of the car, and I'm like tumbling over and everything, and my mom comes out, and my sister too, and
she bring you a rag?
No, but I was unzipped when I was out of the car, and they saw the goods, and I was so embarrassed the next morning when my lady at the time...
You didn't even clean up after yourself?
Your family saw your dick.
I just... Well, yes and no.
Yeah, his family saw his dick.
Yes and no. It's either yes
know,
they saw your dick or no they didn't.
They didn't know it was worse. The fact that they saw his dick or that he finished partially on his face.
No, that didn't happen. Nothing on the face. I'm not
fucking...
He's like,
oh shit, not, he said, not again.
No, it's just
I
like,
got super soaked.
On his shorts, you could see a splooge stain. That's it.
Really? Oh.
So he didn't clean up after himself.
So yours just like oozes
very
out.
Unfortunate.
So do tell... What is it like when you bust nut and you get that post-nut clarity in a car full of strangers?
Wait, what do you mean?
You're like, dang, I just really did that right.
You're like, oh, and then you nut and you're like, oh, fuck, I'm really
no, I was
right
drunk,
now.
So I didn't care. All I wanted to do was orgasm.
You never get post-nut clarity?
No, I mean, why? You mean
where you just stop and think of the world?
No, not satisfaction. Post-nut clarity, bro.
Like, where your mind is blank.
What the hell are you eating?
Not just blank. Your mind is clear as it's ever been. You bust nut, and then you instantly start thinking, like, say you fucking ugly chick, and you bust nut. Right after you bust, you're like, fuck, why am I here right now? Should I have done
close,
that?
Close, every time.
Am I gonna have to get a 3-piece from fucking Panda Express to feed the both of us?
No, what
or
I...
Or should I just leave?
Okay, now I get
the one piece of Panda Express.
Whenever I do have my private time, I will have that thought, like, I need to stop doing this.
You heard it here first, guys. It's AJ's AJ's private time.
I'm not
is
a chronic
what we
masturbator. That's one female that out right now. I'm not a chronic masturbator.
The girl in the car when he was jerking off, she's driving, and the girl in the passenger, she's like, what is he doing back there? He's having AJ private time.
I know, private time. They already know. AJ's trying to be secret, discreet about it.
I'm trying to be, like, fucking professional about it. I'm trying to be cool about it.
What do you mean be professional about it? You're jerking off in the back of some random person's car. There's no professionalism in that.
Man, didn't even clean up. He just left his cum there. like, what the fuck?
He's like, now that's professional.
I'll
be honest. I was kind of wanting to save a story until we hit like a certain special, like, oh, we get 1,000 listeners or something, or 1,000 followers. But that ain't going to happen for a long time, so fuck it. Why not?
Yeah, right, bro.
Certain cards on the table.
Can happen anytime.
And, you know, after that, I lost my wallet and phone. My lady at the time had them because she was testing to see if I was really that fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, she thought I was just faking.
Oh, I thought they might have fell out of your back pocket when you pulled your pants down in the back seat.
No. I thought that at first. I'm like, did I get so wasted I lost my shit while losing my shit? All
right, so welcome back. This is the Cactus Wave podcast here.
We're back from our intermission.
It wasn't a mission. It was an objective. We had to go to the bar. They needed help draining some of the kegs, so we did our part. We're back now. Talk to some ugly thoughts that could use toothbrushes.
Well, I didn't talk to him because I'm a faithful man.
It's not that he's a faithful man. It's just that no women came up to talk to him.
It doesn't matter. If they did, I wouldn't have talked to him. I just... Well, why, girl?
Okay, so say a drop-dead gorgeous girl comes up to you and starts talking to you, just being nice. You're not going to talk to her at all because you're a faithful man?
Okay, when you put it like that, you make it sound like I'm being a prude, so...
Oh, so I'm questioning your faith.
Just because you talk to a beautiful woman doesn't make you unfaithful to the girl.
Okay, that's fair.
Agreed.
I would be nice and make small talk, but I wouldn't be that invested in the conversation.
And anybody who holds you back and is like, how'd you go talk to that beautiful girl, blah, blah, blah. That ain't the girl for you anyway, bro.
That's a good point.
She's not making you, she's not making you feel secure enough in your relationship to where you don't even have to think about that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not.
The second they say, hey, you can't talk to other girls or anything like that, I'm out. I'm out.
She doesn't say anything like that.
I'm 1,000% out. Because if it starts there, where does it end? It never ends. They're going to ask for more and more and more, bro. Mm-hmm. And so basically you're talking to them and your P.O., the guy who drops off your fucking mail at your P.O. box.
That is true. You give a worm an inch, they'll expect
you're like,
a yard.
Yo, you see anything? Was there a car here yesterday?
Your girl comes up to you. I saw that you just liked fucking TaylorMade 6969's post. Be like, yeah, I did. What was it about? Was it a girl? No, TaylorMade's a fucking golf company, and I was watching a dude swing.
Oh, God. I've never really went out
and
with
he
a
had
girl
a better stroke game than you, bitch.
I can still say this with confidence. I think I can't recall ever dating a girl that was that vindictive. You know, like that controlling in a relationship.
Okay, well, that
really?
Vindictive and controlling
nope.
are two different
oh,
things.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm slightly inebriated.
So I get a lot of people, I get a lot of different sexual genders that are attracted to me.
He's trying to say a lot of gay guys hit on him.
They do.
That can't
they do,
be true.
Yeah. A lot of females hit on me and a lot of dudes hit on me.
Wow, it must be nice being Steven.
Yeah, it's like people hit on you. At least somebody hits on you. Like,
no,
what the fuck?
That's not
this
not,
is
that's
very
not
fitting
that's
for
not,
Pride Month,
that's
actually.
That's not what I'm saying, but fucking like, yeah, so basically, like, a lot of females will hit on me and a lot of dudes will hit on me. Like, there was this one dude that I knew on my Snapchat that I thought was never actually pansexual. So,
pansexual. Oh,
so,
I know what that is.
So pansexual.
It's where he only eats fish and he's gay.
No, so so for the people that don't know what pansexual is they don't.
You have no preference.
No,
that's basically
just,
what it is.
The romantic attraction that you have to a person doesn't matter if you're female or male or transgender or whatever.
Yeah,
it's just if you like that person, you like that person. It doesn't matter what gender
or
you're
that
like.
Thing.
Okay,
that's
but
what,
where
yeah.
does
that's
the
what,
pan
yeah.
come in?
That thing.
That's
it's,
what,
it's
that's
a
definition.
Thing.
That's pansexual.
I remember I got hit
but
on.
But do they like cook
thing.
With pots and pans?
No,
no
Steven.
You can be in love with a thing.
You can,
no,
oh, so you
a,
can be in love with a pan?
No, what it
no.
Is this.
I'm a pansexual that loves pans.
No, wait, Michael, let me explain it like this.
I'll look up the definition.
No, Steven. Steven, I got this.
You said someone that.
No,
Steven, I got this.
No, I know
I
got
this.
Oh my. I already told you.
Oh my God, look at that saucepan.
Oh my God.
Oh, that frying pan is so big. All
right. So pansexual means not limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity.
In
so
other
basically
words,
what I said, the extensive version.
So or, basically a pansexual is somebody who loves
anyone.
Something aside from the opposite race.
So
if somebody
it's
like
not race, it's gender. They don't care
they don't
about
care if it's
male.
A boy, if it's a girl, or
it's
if you're
just
he
about,
or she,
it's
or
it's about how they feel about you.
Okay, so could a pansexual be in love with, let's say, a golden retriever?
No, it's about like it's only about the sexes.
Okay, but
of
first,
humans.
Not
first
about
okay.
the sexes of humans.
Okay,
and then basically that doesn't matter. It's just about how you feel about that.
No,
but
no,
that
Mike.
Would be speciesism.
No, Mike, let me.
What you think humans are better than
no,
golden retrievers?
I have a better way to explain it. Hold
okay,
on.
This is
okay.
Going
so,
in a different direction.
Say for example, you're at a barbecue.
Yeah,
right?
I gotta go, man.
And just,
like, tripping, man.
Oh, hold on. Streams out.
Streams
out.
Streams
out.
Your boy has
on the podcast.
Has to go.
Bye bye.
Hey,
hit me up. We need to hang out more.
Yes, sir.
We can hit the gym. Or we can go play some basketball, whatever.
The way I was gonna explain it is, like, say you're at a fucking barbecue, right?
Uh-huh.
And you got three people there.
That's not what we were talking about.
No. Here's the thing. An easy way to explain it is this. For example, a barbecue. A straight person is always gonna prefer Coke. A gay person is gonna prefer Pepsi. A bisexual person is gonna like Coke or Pepsi, or prefer one or the other. A pansexual, they won't care. They're just gonna be in the mood for whatever when they're there.
So aren't we all pansexuals?
No.
No.
We all
that's
have a preference
the,
of drink.
It's either.
Okay, hot ass alien lands their spaceship by your house.
Okay.
Comes to your house, wants to fuck.
A hot ass alien.
You fuck the alien.
Uh huh.
You're a pansexual.
No, it's not interspecies. It's just you don't care what gender that person you're falling in love with is.
Okay, so if you fuck the alien, you don't care what gender it is either.
That's a species. That's different.
That's hypothetical. It's a random statement because that's
God, we're
true.
Bringing up hypotheticals again. And
then I don't understand what a pansexual is.
I just explained the best way to you.
A pansexual is a male or a female. Right? That's the only two genders that we had. We didn't have transgenders. We didn't have all of that. Now that we do, that's into play too. So, like, it could be a transsexual person. It could be a male. It could be a female. But the person that likes the person, like, say, for instance, me and AJ, right? It's for instance. All right. Say, you know, I like AJ. It doesn't matter that he's a dude or a female. I like him because I like his personality. I like his characteristics, blah, 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 so on and so forth. That's what a pansexual is.
Steven, I'm flattered that you put me in the instance. That's all I'm going to say.
I can't do him because he needs to know an outside perspective, so I used you.
Yeah, okay.
You're the only person here.
Well, I know, but
yeah,
still.
He knows anything about that line.
That's appreciated.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, like, it went back to, like, me knowing if I like that or not. So, like, yeah, I haven't hit it yet.
No. You want a beer?
Yeah.
Can I get a beer?
I'm good.
But for me, like, I attract both male and female, like, regularly. And that's normal. Like, I guess, you know, males will be attracted to you and whatnot. But I know that because they do hit on me. So I know that I do like women. Not males.
Okay, so basically it's someone of a random sex that doesn't know what sexes are and hits on any role.
I wouldn't say that. It's just they don't care if you have a penis or a vagina. They just care that you're a good person.
It's about your personality. It's about who you are.
They care much more about the personality and less
about...
Yeah. Basically.
Sounds like a cop-out.
In a weird way, you're sort of right, but at the same time, sort of wrong.
What do you guys think about monogamy?
Like, say if you're gay, you like vaginas or you like penises. Right?
Big dicks.
Whatever. But that's because you are gay. But if you're pansexual, you don't care.
If it's a big dick or a big vagina?
It could be a small vagina, it could be a small dick. It's not about that. It's about, like, if you like it or if you're not pansexual, you don't care. If you're gay, you like one or the other. If you're bisexual, you like both.
Can never be a small dick, though. Let's be real. Come on, boys.
Yeah. We are going to start with your question earlier of your question being, your thoughts on monogamy. What is the question?
What do you guys think about it?
Like dating one person only?
No, monogamy.
Kind of. So monogamy is basically, you believe in marriage, you believe in finding someone and that person being the person that you are supposed to be with the rest of your life.
Fuck.
This is
a terrible topic, all right?
No, I hate
this topic because I believe in monogamy, but it deters me from believing in monogamy just because of the fact that it doesn't work out.
Well, I understand that, Steven, but the thing is with me, monogamy is like college. It's not meant for everyone. But at the same time, monogamy, in all honesty, is just one of those things that we as humans are not programmed to really be because we are, in our own way, animals, in a sense. Animals really... There are some animals that practice monogamy, but most don't.
Yeah, but we are not animals. We are very intelligent creatures.
So, says here, the dictionary definition of monogamy is two options. The practice or state of being married to one person at a time, or the practice or state of having sexual relationships with only one partner.
Oh. Damn.
Basically having one person in your life at a time. Hmm. That you care about and want. Mm-hmm. Opinions on is that natural? Is that how it's supposed to be?
Well, it's not for like the first 25 years of your life, if you think about it.
No, because, I don't know. I think they did monogamy because if you do have sex with another person, you care about that person so much, you would feel jealous of them being with someone else because you only want their love and affection. You don't want anyone else's. But if that other person wanted someone else's love and affection, they would feel a certain type of way. So monogamy cancels all that out. Jealousy,
envy, that's true.
You know, hate, you know, all that stuff.
If you really do think about it, friends of benefits is just monogamy. It's just...
Well, no, that's not true, because one person, you might not be looking for a relationship. You might just want to have sex.
Well, that's the thing, though. Most friends with benefits relationships always fail because one or the other falls for one or the other. And, you know, they think, oh, well, we became friends
with
benefits. That's
true. It's because one other person changed the feeling.
Well, yeah,
but if you go into it and you say, you know what, like, I want to be friends with benefits, I only want to have sex with you, I'm not, you know, attracted to you, like, emotionally, then you go into it. But once you're into it and another person says, well, now I have feelings for you, you just cross the boundary of what you agreed on in the first place, which isn't bad because, like, feelings change. But at the same time, you can't be upset that you did this to yourself, because you said you agreed to it, but now they change. So you should have known, you going into it, that, or you would have known yourself more, that you would have had feelings.
That is true. Because
I wouldn't put myself in a situation like that where I'm going to have sex with someone and I know that I'm going to have feelings for them. Because I know it would hurt myself.
We do it all the time. Well, sometimes we don't know that it's going to hurt ourselves, but in the long run,
or others,
that, that's what does happen.
Or others, for that matter, if you really think about it. I think mankind really... No, not mankind. I think social media and the time we live in has pushed it to where we live in a very sexually open time nowadays.
We do.
And that's great. I like that, you know, sexual talk is not so taboo anymore. It's just, at the same time, you're so used to it being taboo. And it's sort of like a mix between awkward and liberating, you know? Mm. On one hand, it's cool we're talking about, but on the other hand, you're just kind of red in the face slightly, like, why are we talking about it in so much great detail?
See, I think it's in the same boat as government and religion in
that
our country.
True.
I think that being a U.S. citizen and monogamy are intertwined, just like government and religion in our country.
It's just stuff that doesn't really belong at the dinner table.
Well, it's just natural.
What?
It's what you're raised in. You're raised in a family, monogamy family, have a mom, have a dad.
Not always.
No.
Not always, agreed, but majority. Let's just say the majority.
Yeah, majority.
Raised like that. And so when you grow up seeing it every day, 24/7, it just becomes a reality and it's normal, when I don't think it's something that should be as normal as we normalize it to be. Like, it's so normal to us thinking, grow up, find someone we love, get married, have kids, die, continue it on.
Yeah, that's what we're supposed to
believe. That's normal.
Yeah, because...
But why have we allowed that to become the norm?
Because everyone else did it.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can change, but people don't like it. People don't like change.
Yeah.
Well, when people do... Well, agreed, but at the same time, when people do everything that's been brought before them and just continue the cycle, change doesn't occur. You need somebody to step out and do something different, and those are generally the people that change and shape society. So is it wrong to believe against things that look natural to us in a daily life? Or is it... Almost, is it the right thing?
I don't know. Now you put it up, that is a great question. I like to think that, you know, times change, and therefore we as humans change what can and can't be talked about. It's like any topic could be the boogeyman you still talk about. Or the... No, not the boogeyman. The Bible man. Don't think it, don't say it. You know?
Oh! Wabaki. What?
No, I don't put any of it out. It's who we are.
Yeah, that's a
good point. Honestly, who gives a fuck?
One time
who
my parents...
Who gives a fuck about what anyone has to say?
One time my parents took me to a meeting with a priest because they thought I was gay.
What?
You know, this is one of the topics I wanted to talk to you about. Continue.
Yeah, they thought I was gay. They took me to a meeting with a priest, and, like, basically the priest told me, like, in order to live a godly life and be a Christian, like, I have to find a woman and be with a woman, which... I didn't give a fuck about it. I was like 12 or 13 at the time. Like, I was like, yeah, like, I don't understand why I'm even here. What the fuck are we doing?
Why would they think you're gay? What evidence?
I didn't even know at the time when I left that that's what it was about. But when I look back on it, that's exactly what it was, bro.
God.
Why did they think I was gay? I don't know, because when I grew up, my mom would...
Your dog ate at my crotch, dude. What the fuck?
For some reason, I like to wear my mom's heels and walk around. But when I was a kid...
Oh, dude,
I think anything of it.
That's nothing crazy. Yeah. Have you seen a picture of me and my mom's wig?
Uh-uh, but
dude,
apparently...
Funny shit.
Apparently to my parents, those were red flags.
Really?
I guess so.
That's what happens when you have very Christian household.
And I thought it was hilarious, because sitting down, I was laughing my ass off. I was like, first of all, you're sitting here berating a kid who's like 10 to 14 years old.
That's affected you really badly.
Oh, yeah. I remember it to the... Well, it doesn't affect me badly, but I remember it to this day.
Well, I have a different scenario, and this is also how I know I'm not gay.
Oh, I know, because my neighbor.
When I was super young, when I first moved here, I came here at 9 years old. Fourth grade. And then, so there was this kid that lived right next door to me. He was older, he was like, and then there were some kids down the street that we knew, and I knew them better than this kid next door to me because of the age difference. And one day, we were hanging out, whatever, he was an older kid and whatnot, and they had a skate ramp, the ones down the street, not the one next to me. And we were skating, whatever, and then we went underneath this skate ramp or whatever, and he showed us his penis.
How old was this dude?
He had to have been like 15, 14, 15, 16, something like that.
Showed you his knocker, huh?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and it was very weird because I didn't know at the time like what was going on because I was so young. I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, I have one of those.
Yeah, and I was like, I have one of those or whatever. He made other people touch it.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, straight up.
That is weird.
Definitely. If you told your mom about that shit,
no, she knows.
Oh god.
She knows. I told her about it.
Oh god, dude, that's like a lawsuit waiting to happen. Who the fuck shows their dick to kids?
Yeah,
pedophiles.
That's pretty much what happened.
A lot of priests.
And,
I shouldn't laugh.
Ever since that day, it was just like it was something weird to me. Something that I've always tried to figure out, like what was going on. You know, like, why did he do that to me? Is this normal? Like, do people do this often? Like, I had questions like that and stuff. And then that's when I thought, that's weird. I didn't feel anything when he did that. I was like, I felt nothing at all. And then, like, at that point, like, when I grew up or whatever, I was like, that's happened to me, but I never thought of it any differently. I thought of, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was that person's issue. Maybe he had to do something. Maybe he had to feel like he was in power or just something going on with the kid, but
that
I never thought that I was gay.
Yes.
Because that happened to me because I was super young.
Yeah.
And it's very weird about the perspective because in my situation he got really angry that they asked if he was gay. But then I'm in the position where someone showed me their genitals.
So heated, bro.
Huh?
So heated.
Yeah. And that's something that, you know, I didn't understand. That's something that just happened, you know? You can't just say, no, don't do that. Like, you didn't even know it was happening. You didn't even know what's going on. So it was like, it's weird about how you come from your perspective, and then on the opposite end, when that happened to me, it's like a totally different thing. But you know that you're not gay, and I know that I'm not gay. So, very weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, here's a good question for you guys, speaking about homosexuality. Do you agree that you're born gay, or is it a choice?
No, I don't think anybody's born gay. I think it's just a combination of how you grow up and your surroundings.
That's a good point, but you could be raised in a very...
I don't think it has anything to do with chemicals in the brain or anything like that.
Yeah, that's something I completely disagree with.
I think it's 1,000% a choice.
Yeah,
And for anybody to argue that, it's like, hold on, are you pro-choice? Like, what do you mean? So it wasn't a choice? It was something that happened to you? No, it's a choice.
Yeah, it is a choice. Just like you, sexual choices, sexual preference is a choice. Drug use is a choice. Alcoholism is a choice. These are things that everyone thinks, oh, well, I was raised this way, and it happens in my family, so
no, that's very, that's no, that's very real.
No, that's
it. That's very real, but it is hard to get away from that because that's the only thing that you knew.
No, what I'm saying is there's being raised around it, but then there's people arguing, well, since my dad's an alcoholic, for example, that means I'm going to have the alcoholism gene.
No,
for
that's very true.
There's no alcoholism gene. That's not how it works.
Is there like a being addicted to something gene?
Well, no. There is no gene that determines if you're going to be addicted to anything.
Really?
There are genes that, you know, exist in the body. Like, for example, if your family has a history of having heart disease,
well, there has
it's
to be,
more
there
likely
has to be
that
some,
you're going to have heart disease.
There has to be some because their parents did it too. That's why they do it. And that's why the next person does it.
Well,
someone
yeah,
breaks
if
the chain
they're,
of them not doing it.
Well, if they're raised around it, that's one thing. Me, for example, like, long story short, my mom, she's not heavy on the bottle, but, you know, long story short, she drinks.
She likes to drink, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
My mom likes to drink a lot.
My dad is...
I like to drink a lot right now.
My dad...
I'm drinking right now.
Yeah, my dad is, like, a chronic alcoholic, in my opinion, and he's also someone that, you know, that alcoholism led him to do more than just that, and I'm gonna leave it at that. But, overall, it's just a matter of me thinking, you know, I choose not to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to think that I'm one out of a few pieces of living proof that just because, you know, oh, this has been going on before you were born and therefore it's in your genes, that's not true. You can't be predetermined to be an alcoholic or gay or fucking, you know, a drug addict or, you know, a sex addict, whatever the fuck. It's just you choose that lifestyle just as much as you can choose to get out of it. Me, I rarely drink that much. You guys rarely see me have a drink in my hand unless we're going all out, you know? Or unless I'm being experimental. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm reading up on sexuality.
Hmm. Okay.
That's one of
the stories I don't think I've told you much.
There's eight main... I haven't told you a lot of stories. I got a couple buried deep, deep down. There's one I'll tell eventually one day, but that's going to be one hell of a day.
Yeah, when we reach a certain point, I guess.
Oh, no, that'll never be on the pod, bro.
Okay, fair enough. Just like how my sexual experience story will never be on the pod.
I got a story I've
Dude,
never...
I'll tell anything.
I got a story I've never told anybody in my life.
That's
really?
Fair.
Yep.
Well, if you ever do tell it during a pod, I will respectfully cut it out.
Nah, I probably won't, but maybe one day I'll tell somebody.
Okay. But.
Alright, so tune in next week. We're going to have pods here on out. We're going to try and go weekly if AJ can be around. And
oh,
I'm around. If we're both around, we're going to try and do it weekly. We're going to have Steven on often. He's going to be a frequent co-host, so just be ready for that.
And
everything you like and more, tune in, look it up, look up our Instagram, look up our Snapchat, look up our Twitter. You got anything to add? You got an Insta or something you want to fly out there? Either one of y'all?
A few things. Bobby won't be on the podcast. He moved, so that's why he won't be a co-host of us anymore. But
no, sometimes.
We'll get him on a phone. Get him on a phone.
Well, in the future, we'll try getting him on the phone, but he's not a permanent third host of us anymore. But
yeah.
If you're listening, Bobby, we miss you down here in AZ. We're thinking
Young
about
blood.
You. And, you know, we miss you down here. Also, we will be starting a page officially for both on Twitter and Instagram for this podcast alone. We also will be uploading to YouTube and SoundCloud for these podcasts. They won't just be exclusives for the other platforms that Anchor, who we're not supported by, but we do podcasts for, put out there. Also, we may be working on merch, a few other things in the future, depending on how big and how successful this goes. We appreciate you guys listening, and we again apologize for so many weeks of no activity.
Any snaps or Instagram you want to throw out there, Steve? Instagram, Twitter, handle, any of that?
I'm good.
Nope. You're going to have to wait and see, boys and girls. Maybe one day he's going to release it, maybe he won't. Till then, see you next time.
On the Cactus Wave.
Fucking hot.